It was a historic year for the Chilkat Indian village of Kluquan. After more than a decade of work, the Chilkat Kluquan Cultural Heritage Center opened its doors in May. The center tells the evolving story of the Chilkat people. It also houses some of the world's most admired works of North Coast art, the Whale House Collection. KHNS's Emily Files has the story.
We just stepped into the exhibit gallery, and the first thing that you see when you walk into our exhibit gallery is the Chilkat Cultural Landscape Map.
Lonnie Hotch is the executive director of the Chilkat Kluquan Heritage Center.
Chilkat Kluquan Ani, the land of the Chilkat people. And there's a quote there, Anyat Kusani. And it's a formal way to address a crowd of people.
It means honorable people of the land.
And I thought that was so appropriate because whether you live in a little house along the Chilkat River or a skyscraper in Manhattan, we're all dependent on the land.
Hotch is one of the Kluquan residents who led the enormous effort to build this cultural center. Kluquan is a village of about 100 people, and the cost of the center is close to $8 million. The idea for a cultural center has been around for almost a century, but the effort that finally led to success began with a strategic planning session about 15 years ago.
Then we went through this visioning process of what we wanted Kluquan to look like in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And this was a huge part of that vision.
Hotch says they talked about Kluquan's strongest assets, a rich cultural heritage and a beautiful landscape.
The idea behind this building is not so much museum, but a culture center where our people can still carry their culture forward.
The centerpiece of the cultural center is a collection of masterful artworks that are between 200 and 300 years old. The famed Whale House rain screen and house posts are arranged to create a functioning clan house within the center.
I don't think anyone could ever duplicate what we're looking at.
Jones Hotch Jr. is Lonnie Hotch's husband. He's also the Gonaktedi clan leader and caretaker of the Whale House.
The four house posts and the rain screen, what I say is, what I've told other people is, that's our birth certificate, tells us where we're from.
During the planning of the cultural center, the Gonaktedi clan agreed to house the objects here, even though putting them in a public place is a break from tradition. One reason to keep them here is for protection. Over the last century or so, there have been multiple attempts to remove the Whale House artifacts and display them outside of Kluquan.
So many of our Atu are objects. They're on different museums. They're not home. This is what we're standing on. This is their homeland.
Hotch remembers the day the Whale House objects were returned to Kluquan. It was raining.
I said, it's the elders are crying. They're happy they're back, getting back to Kluquan.
I think the most gratifying thing is seeing the young people taking hold of it.
Again, Lonnie Hotch. Her hope is that the cultural center will bring back young people who haven't been able to find employment in Kluquan before.
But this is their future, and that's why we did it, you know.
Hotch says she can already see that happening. The center employed about 25 people over the summer. In a village of about 100, it's a big impact. And that, Hotch says, makes the enormous effort it took to bring the center to life worth it. Reporting in Kluquan, I'm Emily Files.